were you able to settle in tonight, get in pretty good rhythm as far as how it progressed early?
You know, I thought things got going there a little bit. Yeah, hold on. So he asked about getting into a rhythm there pretty early. We'll catch you up. That sometimes it takes a little bit, and I would have liked it to happen a little sooner. But, you know, they played pretty tough when we got that quick turnover right there, and we ended up getting 3 points, and I knew we had 3 points in the bag with a guy like Parkey, so no need to take any chances, just be real smart, and, you know, we'll try and get 6 next time. But I thought we got going there a little bit. Just an outstanding performance, I thought, by all phases. I mean, Sproles scores again, and special teams, that guy's a monster, man. He's pretty special.
Was there a throw that you said, you know, I'm sure you were hyped up to start this game. Was there a throw anywhere in there that you just, I'm there?
You know, there were a couple where we had plenty of time in the pocket. Guys really pushed their guy to one side and gave me a clear lane, and I got a chance to step up and get vertical in the pocket. And those ones feel the best, where you move forward and really just cut one loose. And I think there was one to Ertz, there was one to Selleck, one to Jordan, a couple in there that just kind of got me going again. And those feel real good when you have time like that, when they respect your run so much. I mean, people are talking like, oh, you didn't rush for a lot of yards. These guys, everybody respects the run that we have, and we ended up doing it through the air a little bit today. So that was fun.
Part of your line of big games, obviously, in your career. It's been a while since you started. Were there some level of anticipation or nerves?
I guess more just anxious. Just anxious. Not a different kind of nerves, you know. Not like, man, I don't know how this goes. I wonder what it's going to be like on Monday night. I've been through a lot of that stuff before. And, you know, I talked about it during the week, but I've been through some tough times. I've been through some great times. So I just try to keep a level head and stay calm, rely on the guys around me, and, man, did they come through. They were big time.
You never had a game in your career with 300 more yards, no interceptions. You did that tonight, 332 or whatever. What was different tonight than maybe earlier in your career? What felt different?
I mean, after playing for a while, you learn a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes, made plenty of mistakes, and had plenty of games where I'm throwing interceptions and hurting the team. But the most important thing, as Chip talked about during the week, was for the offense to take care of the football, to communicate really well, and to establish our tempo. And if we can do those things, generally we'll be successful. It's not a 100% deal. And trust me, there's plenty of things to clean up. I don't care how many yards we threw for. There's a couple out there that that I can't miss, and a couple reads that need to be much better than that. So by no means is it perfect.
As far as Jordan Matthews, what made that matchup so appealing to him?
You know, Jordan just finds a way to get open. And it was kind of him and Selleck tonight, it looked like. And that's at least what it showed up in the stats. But that's because you have guys out on the edge like Coop and Mack that can run, that can blow the top off a defense, that scare guys with their speed and their route running ability. So, you know, Jordan will be the first one to say that he's not getting open without all those other threats that we have. So we all did a great job, and, you know, we're proud of that, but Jordan had a heck of a night.
Mark, how have you changed in the last 2 years since your last start?
Well, I'm obviously getting older. You know, I think when you take a step back, one, you appreciate it so much, and you miss it so much. And, you know, I just kept telling myself when I was out that, you know, if I get a chance to get back out there, you know, I don't ever want to be out again until I retire. You know, I want to keep playing. And you just have so much respect for this whole thing and the preparation and what goes into it. And I'm just happy to be in a system that's that we have here with so many good offensive coaches. And Coach Musgrave, the way he prepared us, I mean, everything we saw tonight, we saw on film, we saw with him and our study guides and our tests and everything. I mean, it was all in there, and nothing caught us by surprise. And it doesn't always happen like that, but more often than not, when you have the coaches we have, that's the way you'll feel going into a game. You'll feel prepared.
Tonight helped answer the questions from the outside, people saying, can he keep the train moving?
Oh, I don't worry about that. I got a bunch of guys in that locker room that I'm accountable to, everybody in our building that I'm accountable to, and those are the most important people. We're happy to play well in front of our fans. Somebody's phone's going off. We're happy to play well in front of our fans, play well on Salute to Service Night. that's very important for us, for all the troops and people watching across the country and around the world. We appreciate your service. We love you, and we're praying for you. But you know, we're accountable to the guys in the building, and we don't listen to the outside stuff.
As the clock was ticking down at the end, you and Chip were chatting there. What was the conversation?
Ask Chip. It was a good conversation. It was fun. It's just exciting time. You know, a big win and something to celebrate. But we sure don't have a heck of a lot of time because I saw Green Bay win pretty big last night. So we got a ton of work to do in a short week. We're already behind, so we got to go.
You guys have nine return touchdowns this year. NFL records 13 in the season. Special teams and defense. What do those plays mean? I had two of them today. What do those plays mean to a team?
Well, the most important thing, I mean, momentum-wise, especially when you're in your own building, I mean, the crowd goes nuts. Nobody goes crazy on a third and 10 where the quarterback throws the ball away. Everybody goes up and gets a hot dog and go refill their beer and whatever. Well, when you get a return like that, it's awesome. It just sends so much energy throughout the entire stadium. The players feed off of it. Guys get excited. And it's a fun time. And Flesh made a great play. Sproulsy made another play. He's got 10 guys out there blocking their butt off for him. And it's just an incredible team effort. So it's fun to be a part of.
Two more guys.
On that 91-yard drive, was that as fast as you've ever played?
We were rolling pretty good. You guys saw, I think, what day did we do that? Second press conference on Friday or something. But I was out there doing some extra running. Just getting used to the pace. You know, you take on the backup role for a few weeks and, you know, you don't quite get as many reps and then you get thrown in the game. And last week at Houston, there are a couple times where we're chasing the ball after a big play and I'm kind of huffing and puffing over there like, dang, am I out of shape or what? What's the deal? And it's just because we're running so dang fast. So that was fun. That was it makes it exciting going that quick. And, you know, we sure don't win the time of possession, but it's still fun.
Mark, when was the last time you felt this good?
I don't know. It was just a great night. It was so fun. It was so fun to get back out on the field and, you know, very blessed and thank God for the opportunity. It was really cool. But it's been a while. I've been out of it for a little bit, away from the game. So it's good to get back. It's good to get back in an environment like this, in front of this crowd, in front of all those guys that work so hard during the week. It's so fun to watch it pay off. And even young guys like Jordan, I mean, you can't say enough about him. I don't want to say too much because get a big head, his hat won't fit. But he's just such a talent. And he learned so much from Coop and Macklin and even from Ertz and Selleck and those guys, how to run routes and how to study and how to prepare. And that dude, I promise you right now, those guys, we got a couple guys in that skill group that'll go out right now and want to run routes. That's just the kind of players we have. And you know, Mr. Roseman put together one heck of a team, him and Chip and Mr. Lurie. So we're very happy, very thankful.
What do you see,
he's a great talent. I mean, that's almost a prerequisite you get to this level, but he works really hard and he's a competitor. He wants the ball. He fights for the ball. You know, if it's that early one, on the route towards the sideline that got contested a little bit, I mean, he's pissed, man. He wants that ball. And, not in a way that's like bad body language or, you know, infects the team with negativity, but he wants the ball. And that's the way all our players are. So that makes it fun.